Montpellier Beauty, Stray FM's health and wellbeing show.
Now, in the world of beauty, there are all sorts of trends that will come, occasionally will go, but one arrived a few years ago and has definitely stuck with us. It's all about the eyebrows. Microblading is the latest technique that is being talked about, and here to talk to us about it, I have Judy from Montpellier Beauty. Hello, Judy.
Hi, Beth.
Now, remind us whereabouts you are in Harrogate for people that don't know.
Okay, well, we're in the Montpellier Quarter, just down the hill from Betty's and round the corner from the Slug and Lettuce, just on Montpellier Street, just above the And Hair hair salon.
Have you noticed a change in people's approach to brows?
Oh, very much so. I mean, they've become a very major category in makeup now. Such a feature of the face, and oh gosh, yes, it's been a complete explosion.
They were sort of forgotten about beforehand, weren't they?
Yes, I don't think people really thought much about their eyebrows. They were just there on their face, and you know, I remember my mother just having a little pressed eyebrow powder that she, you know, I remember dampened with a bit of spit and just penciled on her face, you know, and that was it really. And if she got both eyebrows looking the same, she was doing well.
Yeah, that was a bonus. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Apparently the average person has 250 hairs per eyebrow. The hair, like with all our hair growth, it, you know, does it have a cycle? And particularly with the eyebrows, that they don't cycle at the same time. So you're going to get periods of time when there is less hair than the more, for periods of weeks, months. So that's quite normal. Same with eyelashes.
Do you know whether that happens with the hair on your head as well? Or
yes,
is that,
yes, absolutely. The natural growth cycle of the hair does take a period of time. I mean, with teenage and young adults, it's about 65 days for an eyebrow to grow. Mm. It slows down as we get a little bit older. We're coming to the microblading, I know, but I thought it might just be useful to go through some of the reasons why people get thinning eyebrows. Overplucking is a very big one, damaging the hair follicle.
That's the one I've heard about before.
Yes,
don't start because you'll never go back.
Yes. When you're younger, you can do it for so many times and you get away with it. But as you get older, unfortunately, the damage just then, the follicle gets damaged and the follicle is where your hair grows and it just gives up. Age, you get the loss of the natural prostaglandin, which is what stimulates your hair to grow, and like with everything when we talk about skin, you know, things start slowing down. Stress, underactive thyroid, chemotherapy obviously is quite a big one. Severe weight loss as well. There's quite a lot of different reasons people can lose their eyebrow hair, but I think it's also important, leading into having a chat here with Michelle, is that microblading isn't just for hair loss or thinning eyebrows. It can be used just to enhance gorgeous eyebrows.
So then let's introduce Michelle. You are a semi-permanent makeup artist. Welcome, Michelle. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Now tell us, both of you, how it works. So you visit Montpellier Beauty and you give treatments here.
Yes. Michelle comes and does regular clinics here. Very flexible, and we have a great working relationship, don't we, Michelle?
Yes, we do. We have a really good working relationship. So I guess you might want to know a little bit about what it is.
Microblading, absolutely. Yeah. I've got a few ideas in my head, but they could be very wrong. So tell me what it is.
So basically, it's a form of semi-permanent makeup. What that means is it's where tiny, minute particles of pigment are inserted into the skin. So it's basically using a tool, like a state-of-the-art handheld tool. So it's not attached to a machine like a regular tattoo gun. Mm-hmm. It's just a handheld tool with a set of sort of micro needles on it, and that inserts the pigment into the skin. And the fantastic thing about that is you can, well, I can create a bespoke brow, literally hair by hair. So that's why it looks so realistic.
So it does look more, because I was going to say, what's the difference between just getting a tattoo done and getting microblading done? Microblading looks more like brows.
Yes, yeah. So you get a much finer hair stroke with the microblade.
Yeah. And two questions. One, does it hurt? And two, how long does it take?
So, no, it doesn't hurt. I mean, I use a topical anaesthetic before the treatment begins anyway. So some people feel a little bit of mild discomfort and other people don't feel anything at all. So we do a full consultation and then the first application of colour. So you're talking about 2 hours, 2.5 hours max, okay. Really.
And who generally is it that comes to want brows. Who is it that you come to?
It's quite a cross-section, isn't it, really?
It is, yeah. Yes, I mean, yes. I'm a child of the 80s, so in the 90s, the trend was to have sort of an arch, a semicircle brow. So you get a lot of ladies as well from the 60s who shaved them off, who, you know, they never grew back.
No.
You get people who have asymmetry, so they need correcting. You know, they're not both the same height, or some people have the inner aspect of the brow, not the sort of the tail end. So you get all sorts of people.
All sorts of people come. And so a lot of people, my clients that, you know, are in for facials, often talk to me about it, and are tired of penciling on their eyebrows every day. And so it's very hard to get them both the same.
Yeah.
And so they have natural looking eyebrows, but just perhaps wants a little bit more definition. Get tired of having them constantly having them tinted. And a tint doesn't last very long, you know, 2-3 weeks really. So it's just a really good treatment to have. It solves all those problems.
I think the best thing about it is when you're going on holiday, they don't sweat off. If you're in the gym, they don't sweat off. On a morning, I mean, it's not supposed to completely replace your makeup routine. What it's supposed to do is make you look a more accentuated version of yourself. So
I like that phrase.
Yeah, when you wake up on a morning, you've still got some there. But when you're going out, if you want to then add a pencil or a bit of powder to them, you can do that. There's no reason why you can't do that for a more dramatic look.
I'm Joe. I had recently microblading on my eyebrows, which I've kind of toyed with the idea of getting it done for a while. The reason I wanted it done was purely because, you know, having a bath, having a shower, going swimming, I'd have no eyebrows, being quite fair. It was a case of having to draw them on every day. After you've had the treatment, yes, they do feel a bit sort of sensitive, but it's so worthwhile doing. And it was so easy, I just wish I'd done it sooner.
If somebody else who wants, you know, is interested in talking to you about this, how do they get in touch with you, Judy, and then come to Michelle for treatment?
Right, okay. Well, I think generally with this particular specialised treatment, it's not on my website, or at least there's not a lot of detail. So I think people would be much better off either messaging me on Facebook about it or contact me directly at the salon on my mobile number, which is 07543 231 721. If anybody's missed that, it's on the website. I would make an appointment for them to see Michelle. It's important to have a patch test before.
So for any new customer for microblading, if you quote Stray FM when you ring Judy and book, then you'll get a 10% discount.
Okay, lovely. Both of you, thank you very much. And best of luck to everyone out there who's thinking microblading. That is the next beauty step I'm going to take. Thank you.
Thanks, Beth. Nice
thank
to see you.
Thanks.
Bye. Montpellier Beauty on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.